Hello, podcast world. Welcome to episode 123 of Run Chats with Ron Runs NYC. Catching up with Jerini Rivera on her recent training in the Florida heat and delving into her experience with ferritin iron deficiency. Enjoyed having her back to share insights on her transformational journey to inspire runners and how she perseveres in the face of challenges and channels the haters. Rooting for Jerini to crush it at CIM. Let's dive on in and take a listen.
Hey,
how's it going?
It's going great. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. We're just getting some people to join in, and that was fairly seamless. And it usually takes like 3-4 minutes to actually complete the handshake. It's one of the most frustrating things about IG Live. It's crazy because Facebook, Meta owns IG, and if you do Facebook. You do a Facebook Live, it's more like a Zoom call, which is the way IG Live should be. You know, the person you're actually hosting it with should just automatically come in at the same time. But we have this whole clue process, but it's all good, man. We can make it work, right?
Yeah. Well, I think the first time I ever did IG Live, the camera was facing the other way and I was like struggling and it was a mess. So I'm glad that this went smooth too.
Yeah, it's so funny. Yeah, my friend Kate, we did the New York City Marathon course guide together, and she was ripping herself. We just did a run in Central Park today, watching the Central Park areas get staged for the marathon, by Towering on the Green. And she's like, I can't believe I didn't put my phone on tripod. I was like bouncing up and down on the screen. And I was like, well, hey, I wasn't going to say anything about it, but you brought it up. So yeah, everybody has to have at least one, complete experience like that where it's all going wrong. Either they've got no bandwidth or their camera's not in the right direction or anything.
Right.
But you're good. You're dialed in. I can hear you well. You see me and hear me well. I see people starting to file in. So I've been really enjoying hosting some of these live conversations lately that we can obviously flip to a podcast. It won't be as a long form a show as when we met the first time, but I think shorter and sweeter, focusing on a little bit on where people are, what's been going on in their situation. People love to hear it. It's a quick, whatever, who knows how long we'll chat, 20, 30 minutes, something like that, to kind of catch up top of the waves, what you've been up to. Obviously outside of just what you post and share on your own channel, it's just a chance to have a little chat. And who knows, maybe we'll get some questions from down below from people who are joining. Those are always fun. And if I can read and multitask, wave to some people as they're coming in, we could take some questions at the end. But so what have you been up to since we had our chat, man? I mean, training through the Florida summer heat obviously is no picnic, but I mean, that's always a good place to start, right?
Yeah. Training through the summer heat. And then also I picked up like dog walking, sitting and training, which put me outside even more. So during the hottest times of the day. So I was outside from like 8 a.m. all the way to like 2 p.m. most days in the summer. So it was brutal. And then also, as I've shared on my Instagram, dealing with the iron deficiency thing and kind of, grappling with the way that my performance was moving from Houston into the spring and then the summer, that kind of like downward trajectory. And then now recovering from it, kind of. I'm not out of the woods just yet, but things are a lot better and I'm feeling like I have, energy now. So I know that the last time we chatted, I told you like, we have to do this kind of early because if we do this too late, like I'm not going to be in a right frame of mind. I'm going to be completely dead and like a shell of a person. And I think that that was part of the iron deficiency. And I had no idea that, I just had accepted that to be my reality at the time. Now that I'm out of it and like it's 7 p.m. and I have all this energy, I'm like, wow, life feels very different.
Yeah, I can see it. I can see your energy levels. And I can see just the color of your skin, the face, everything. And I distinctly remember us chatting about Inside Tracker because they've been a partner of mine for a long time. Not sponsoring the show, but just me for my own testing. you know, being an ambassador for the brand and just constantly promoting them, because I just know the value and, you know, knowing where all your levels are at. And
yeah,
for me, my iron is something I also have to deal with because of my celiac. So we have difficulty absorbing all sorts of things, and we have to eat certain things and can't eat other things. So I'm trying to be a distance runner, a marathon runner, an ultra marathon runner, maybe a long distance triathlete is really challenging. And if you don't constantly have those things checked, you might be really just dealing with a nutritional thing versus an overtraining thing, which is a very common thing people think. Hey, man, I'm just running myself into the ground. I'm running too many miles. Maybe I need to cut back. And in fact, when it could be, you know, iron anemia, you know, deficiency situation. So how did you actually figure that out? Because I know we did talk about getting some testing done, but again, that was months ago, you know, when we did the show together. How did you actually figure it out?
Yeah, so I went to my doctor because I had been getting my testing done, but I didn't know exactly what to ask for. So we were just like looking at my hemoglobin, and I had no idea that that's kind of like the last line of defense. At that point, you've already fallen off the cliff and you're rolling downhill. And so, you know, seeing kind of some of these symptoms, feeling super tired, eventually not even having the energy to do things that I like to do, like read before bed, to even journal. There was one night where I wrote in my journal, like, this is it. This is my last night writing to you because I just don't have the energy anymore. And I went to my doctor, and my doctor said, well, you're probably just depressed and you probably just have anxiety. I got a therapist, and my therapist, I think, got a little bit frustrated with me because I wasn't improving and I was just coming back every week like, yeah, I'm still tired. I still don't have the energy. Actually, it's getting worse. And he told me that I was choosing to be this way, and that maybe if I wasn't like being so negative, that I wouldn't like feel so tired. And eventually, just I felt like I was dying. I know that sounds dramatic, but so many bits and pieces of me had chipped away. And I felt like I had no control of it. I'm usually a very positive person. And so once I kind of realized that there was no amount of positive thinking, there was no meditation, there was no amount of like mantras in a run that was going to get me out of this, I thought, you know, there's something wrong. And I had confided in my coach, and it took me a while because I thought it was personal. I thought that maybe I just didn't have what it took. I started thinking maybe I was just getting older. Maybe like this was the end of my road. I had reached my limit. Maybe I trained so hard for so long that I just broke myself and my adrenal system was like destroyed. I came up with a million and one reasons before I finally told my coach, you know, I think this is it. I don't know that I'm going to make it by the fall. You know, I got to a point where I couldn't even run 60 mile weeks without feeling broken. And that's just not me. You know, I'm used to running 80 mile weeks up to 90 miles. And so when I was struggling to hit 60, he was like, wait a minute, I've never heard you talk like this before. And he was like, I need you to go get your ferritin tested immediately. And I've heard of ferritin, but I didn't really know what it was. I mean, I'm kind of new to this, so I'm sure there's some people that are like, WTF, how did you not know what this was? But I'm an amateur, you know, I kind of mostly, besides having my coach, do this alone. I work with a nutritionist for a little bit, but it just wasn't enough. It was something that never came up. And yeah, when I got my ferritin tested, I thought, because my coach was yelling at me like, how come you haven't gotten this tested? You haven't thought of this before. And I was like, okay, fine. I'm going to get it tested. So I thought, you know, I did some reading. Maybe it'll be a little low, you know, not that bad. So when it came back as 20, and 20 is kind of like where you start entering that anemic zone, I was floored. And then things started making sense. And I started putting all the pieces together and realizing that it wasn't just me. It wasn't like something that I just didn't, you know, I didn't have what it took, or I wasn't strong enough mentally or something like that. So it was a relief to find that out, honestly. But that's kind of how that progressed. And I stopped seeing the therapist because I got so annoyed with him, but I so wanted to write him an email. Like, I don't even know if I should like off the camera, but fuck you, dude. But yeah.
Yeah. that's a hell of a journey. That's a saga. And yeah, you had to go through all the experiences, the emotional, the peaks and the valleys, and questioning it. If you weren't questioning yourself throughout that ordeal, then you would be like a cyborg. It's normal. You know, we all can have our outer strength, our inner strength chipped away at. And, you know, when we pour so much of ourselves into this craft, into our sport, into trying to be the best we can be, and then we run up against, you know, some invisible object, you know, some people just think I've hit my plateau. I can't run any faster. I can't run any more miles. I can't do this. But the truth is, minor tweaks here and there, and all of a sudden we start to see, you know, progress again. We start to move forward. But when nothing is working, you know, and we find an answer like this, it really could unlock some pretty big things. And look, I know deep down, you know, you have a huge goal. You know, you really would love to make an OTQ standard and get a chance to run. And it's really important. But man, hell, your long-term running future is just as important, if not more. And, you know, maybe the time window is just going to be a little too compressed for you this time around. But hell, man, don't let that slow your roll, your fire, because people follow you and they're inspired by your journey and what you've done. And, you know, you're not going to lose anybody along the way because you took a huge goal and put it out there and shared it. And maybe it's just not ready to happen yet, but that doesn't mean it's not going to happen the next time around. So keep that in mind.
Yeah. Totally. I feel you there. And I, you know, it was such a, I don't know, it was a heartbreaking feeling seeing that goal, like getting reeled in. And then all of a sudden it was like in the rear view mirror. And I went from thinking I have this to thinking now again, oh, I might not make it. And now scrambling my ass off. So it was a very humbling experience.
Yeah, but you know what, Jeremy? Sometimes that's when we have the most growth. Because when we are moving and the inertia's in our direction and we keep building and we keep growing and it's all going positive, right? More people are following our journey. They want to know what we're up to and what we're about. And so the trend is you're going to keep getting another PR. You're going to keep getting faster and you're going to keep building. But the truth is we're going to hit obstacles, man. We may not have any breakthroughs for a year, for 18 months, for 2 years. You run into some injuries. Things happen to all of us, and even the mental side of it, right? I mean, if you didn't figure this ferritin piece out, you might have just felt like, hey, I'm burned out. I'm doing too many miles. I'm training in Florida heat. This is where I live. Maybe this is all I have. Maybe this is the best I can get out. But see, now you have a chance to totally reassess. And, you know, it doesn't all hang in the balance of whether you run 237 or not. It doesn't. It doesn't mean that I don't want you to crush it, man. Hell, I want you to fucking crush it for sure. I want you to break that barrier for sure. But if not, I just want to see you keep improving and keep feeling great about what you're doing, because you're still going to inspire a lot of runners, whether you ever make an OTQ standard or not. And don't forget that, because people remember where you started. They remember those pictures that you share and they see how you transformed yourself, getting stronger, doing weight training, sharing what you do, which is different than a lot of other distance runners. So how has that been as far as the people who kind of come along and joined your journey for you? How has that been for you?
Well, you know, this year I've had a lot of new support. And it's also been a very lonely year too, because I really have not had many people to train with. I've been mostly training alone. And this was kind of a journey that I knew going into this year that I kind of would be training alone, because I had a training partner and he decided with his wife to start a family, and they have a baby now. And so their life trajectory changed, and there aren't that many people here to train with. And my husband was injured. So it was like one by one, another training partner of mine was injured. Everyone was just falling off. And so I knew this was going to be a journey where only I was going to drag my ass to this point. But at the same time, I also picked up the attention of Saucony and Noon, but Saucony has been the biggest help for me this year. They've given me like a ton of shoes and a ton of clothes, and that's helped me a lot. But yeah, I mean, this, like, compared to last year I had a sponsor that was paying me like appearance fees. And I think I got a lot more help last year than I did this year. So it's been a little quiet. So yeah, that's kind of been that experience so far.
Yeah. I mean, it's life, right? There's ebbs and flows. And there's some newness to when people find out what you're doing or anyone else that's doing that's interesting. And wow, I'm really enjoying following what Jeremy's sharing with us about her training or sharing weight training and her mileage and what kind of workout she's doing. And, you know, it's leading me into the whole stay in the fight segment because, you know, your training partners are vanishing, your husband's injured, sponsorships is on some hand is good, but less getting pulled back. Mm-hmm. So at some point you realize you're in that boat alone, man. It's Goggins mentality. You realize it, man, because I know, because I've seen some of your posts. I've seen you talk about that mantra. And look, it's been my life. And for me, it comes from my mom, who's basically 91. And just, you know, the strongest person I've ever known, lived with lymphoma 30 plus years. You know, nothing can stop her spirit or just run her down. She just keeps going. And she's the person I will always think of long after she's gone, when things get hard for me, when shit hits the fan. Mm-hmm. And, you know, so I know you have that kind of spirit in there because we talked about Goggins big time in our long form chat. And, you know, the truth is, man, at the end of the day, there's going to be people out there who actually don't want you to succeed. I know you know that. There's going to be people who'd be like, yeah, you know what? Jeremy, she's all that, you know, like, or local running clubs, even people you race against. That's just a fact of life. And I know that you know this because we shared that similarity. So, man, dig in against it, man. If you feel like some people are going against the grain on you, man, just like ride that shit, right? Channel it.
Yeah, actually, this year I found a lovely community on Reddit that was just like tearing me apart, picking me apart. Following every single race that I did, hoping that I failed. And it was a huge motivator, honestly. I think a lot of people can become discouraged when they see stuff like that. But I mean, I ate that shit up. Like, I don't think that they were aware how much fuel that was giving my fire. You know, one theme in my journey has been, I have always been here for myself, even when no one believed in me. I have always been fighting in my own corner. So, I mean, I think that, and I try to avoid doing this because I know there are a lot more people who do believe in me that don't. So I don't want to give like that one hater in the crowd, so much weight. But it really does fire me up. So,
yeah. Yes, it does. Yes, it does. And you know what? There's a place for that. Just like Goggins does it too, man. He's got his mixtape, right? And you know, it doesn't mean you're a negative person or I'm a negative person. I'm one of the most positive people ever meet. I know you're a super positive person, but you know what? Don't fuck with me. Don't be writing stuff about me. Oh man, he had to walk 12 miles in a marathon. Yeah, I had a stress fractured knee. So yeah, I walked 12 miles. I finished it. Okay. Yeah. I didn't punch out. I kept going. Do I want to walk 12 miles of a marathon? I don't want to walk 12 steps, but you know what? When you start something, you finish it.
Yeah.
That's how I was raised. That's how I am. And you know, I know you have that fighting spirit in you, man, and you channel that shit, man. And you know, sure, you are always going to feed off the people who are loving you and giving you that support, not just sponsors, but people that are on your page that are writing you comments all the time and you're in your corner, but you need that other stuff, man. It's like, you need to go to the, you got to channel the dark side, man. I know for me, I get a lot of juice out of that. So ride it and show them, man, the third and levels are on the climb. You are on the way back. And you know, if it doesn't happen, we'll talk a little. Let's transition over to what you got coming up, because I know it's a little bit of a surprise, right? You got some races coming up that people maybe don't know about. So tell us, let us know, man.
Yeah. So I signed up for two marathons. One of them, honestly, up until 2 weeks ago, I didn't even know. Up until a few days ago, I still don't even know. Just looking at the weather, if I'm going to do this, because it's this weekend. But I'm signed up for the Indianapolis Monumental Marathon. And part of the reason why I have been so finicky about it, has obviously been because of the iron thing. We weren't even sure if I was going to be able to show up to this race, period. And then we're looking at the weather because I do have CIM lined up as kind of like a backup. But I'm a huge believer that you need like the trauma of one marathon to get you to your goal in the next marathon. So like I did that with Indy and then Houston and kind of going back to the haters, because no, I mean, these people weren't haters, but there were a bunch of people who chimed in after Indianapolis and they told me, you know, oh, you did 2:53. That's a great time, but it's going to take you at least maybe 10 years to get into the 2:40s. And I turned around in 10 weeks and did it. So I was like, yeah, how about that? so that kind of fueled me to make this decision where I was like, I'll line up two back to back, but I don't have to be a hero at Indy. So that's why I've kind of been unsure about whether I'm going to do it. But right now, looking at the weather, looking at how things are going, I think I'm going to go for it. And I'm hoping, my plan is to get around 2:40. So like 6:10, 6:08 pace, and then just like knock that shit out at CIM the remaining 3 minutes. So
I love the plan. And, you know, look, you could always go there. The weather's really abysmal. You know, you could use it as a training run and you could ease off in the last 10K or some segment and just get a lot of marathon pace miles in, practice your fueling, do all the things that you need to practice and become a master of your craft. It's not easy fueling when you're running 6 minute miles. It isn't easy fueling when you're running 8 minute miles. It's not easy to get the gels down, to get the fluids down, to get the gummies down, whatever the hell you're popping in your mouth and digesting, or you're chewing on your salt tabs late in race, whatever your fueling strategy is, it's a lot harder when you're going faster. So
yeah,
I like the plan. You know, you're in control of it. You, and obviously you have a coach that you can, you know, kind of bounce your ideas off, but there's plenty of time in between. Even if you ran them both hard, you know, you can still do this, man, for sure. You can do it for sure. So cool. So Indy and CIM will be like mega, just crazy, well-organized with pace groups and tons of women that are capable of running that kind of time like you or on the fringe. You know, they're going out over the top of their skis and just saying, fuck it, I'm going to go for this. And if I crash and burn, I'm going to be proud of myself for crashing and burning. Like to me, there's huge honor in taking a big swing in life and just saying, I'm going for this, man. I don't care. I'm going to try, man. I'm going to see what happens. And if I can't deliver in the closing miles, so what? Yeah. I went for it. I gave it everything I had. So that's it, man. You just get out there, man, and just do your thing, man. Just do it.
Yeah, I'm excited. And, you know, it's been a theme. Like my husband and I were talking about this on the run today. That's been the theme in my whole running journey, has just been just go for it. You know, I owe it to myself. I made it this far to put everything into this race and just really put my whole heart into it, you know? So I'm excited to basically run until I puke my brains out.
Yeah. Just don't aim it at anybody. Intentionally, you know, aim it to the side, you know how that stuff goes, but just keep in mind, you know, with all the struggles that you had to endure, you know, the ferritin levels, lack of energy, being worn down, the heat of the summer, being out in the heat, you know, even with the dogs and the other business for you, even though it drained the hell out of you and you didn't have any answers at that point, you still logged those miles, you still did those runs. To me, the thing that people always lose sight of is I'm supposed to be running this pace for my 1K repeats. Forget the paces, man. Half the time when we're doing these blocks, when we're doing them, Jeremy, like the best runners who've ever come on my show, the elite runners, the 4- or 5-time Olympians, most of their workouts, they're not nailing them. Most of them, they're missing them, or they're missing chunks of them, or they're a little banged up in the workout, so they ease it back in the workout versus going 120% in a workout, and they crush the workout, and then they're dead flat come race day, and they don't execute. So in your case, to me, it's like house money. You just figured out a really confusing part of your situation. You got some answers. You ditched the therapist. You don't need to ask. you don't need his ass anymore, man. He could like pound salt. That dude needs to like go away quickly. Yeah. Thanks for taking my cash and for adding no value whatsoever.
Yeah, that was awful. I mean, that was almost worse than the ferritin thing. Is like realizing how much time I wasted with some asshole who was telling me that it was just me choosing it. But you know, that part, like going back to just putting in the miles, that was the most grueling part, even worse than any other workout I've ever run, was showing up every day and not seeing, like, it makes me want to cry, not seeing what I wanted to see, struggling, running as hard as I could, and just not being anywhere near what I was running just months ago, and just having to let all that shit go and just run the mile that I was in, just show up, put it in, and kind of see where things landed. And thank God things started to tie together this month. And like, it just kind of slowly, it was like a little roller coaster. Like things would go up and then they would go down, and then they go up and then they go down. And so I was never in a place where I said, yeah, things are getting better and I'm going to do this. Like up until maybe 2 weeks ago, I didn't really have much confidence. Not the confidence that I'm walking into Indy with, you know? And like you said, there have been seasons where I'm nailing and crushing every single workout, and then I show up to the race and it doesn't pan out anything close to what I trained for. So I think kind of the fact that I had to struggle and work so hard for this and that I thrive in that, I think it's going to work out in my favor.
I believe it. And that's what you have to channel. You know, it's basically like it's old school. It's a deposit, man. It's a bank. And despite not hitting those numbers that we all feel like we need to hit them, it's like we have to get this key long run with pace in, or we got to get this longer tempo in, or we need to execute this one or two races during a cycle. Truth is, we don't really need any of those things. They're just there to mentally help us feel like we're at that starting line and that race line. Like there's some point there where we can lean back and say, wow, I did a 20 miler at 6 flat pace and I felt pretty good. The truth is, we're never going to really feel good at marathon pace because it's hard. It's not hard like running 5K or 10K pace, but it's hard. And the fact that you got to run it for 26 miles is what makes it really hard, right? And then the weather, the hills, whatever else that we're dealing with to make it even more challenging on the day. But, you know, you've been making serious deposits. You put the miles in and you took the shit on. You didn't back down. You know, you figured it out. It took a little longer than you would have wanted, but you figured it out. Yeah. And now, what the hell, man? You rolled the dice. You got two rolls. And like I said, Indy, you can do whatever you want out there. You know, you'll decide. You know, Indy could become your A day and CIM might become irrelevant or unneeded. You know, you just don't know. And vice versa, you know, and, you know, even Indy could just be like an average day, a day that doesn't impress you at all. But it doesn't mean that you're not going to go out to CIM off the back of that and just absolutely rip it. So either way, you know, to me, they're mindset opportunities, man. They're stay in the fight opportunities for your girl. That's what they are, you know, two big swings, take them and just milk them, man. Get everything you can out of them and just learn from the experience.
Absolutely. Couldn't have said it better myself.
Hell yeah, man. I'm pumped for you, man. I'm psyched, man. I want to see, because we're kind of getting down towards the end. I don't want to keep you too much longer because I know you got a super, super early flight. Is there anything you wanted to cover with me, either just any other topics we didn't get to, or I'll just throw it out there to anybody who's tuned in. If anybody has any questions, they want to hit us up in the comments, we'll throw a question or two your way from there.
No, I think we covered it all. The highs, the lows, the haters. I think we got it all in.
Love it. Absolutely love it. Well, for everybody who tuned in, man, we appreciate you very much joining us and being part of this convo. And I'll definitely flip it into a pod. It'll take a couple of weeks. But, you know, it'll be just as awesome to listen to it a couple of weeks from now. But it'll be up, obviously, on IG. And you'll see it in somebody's new level of power. Just said, Jeremy rocks. I agree. Absolutely. She rocks. No question about it. So, yeah, good stuff. And really appreciate everybody joining in. Definitely, Jeremy, thanks for coming on, man, and hanging with me. Yeah. And you know, you're always welcome anytime. IG Live, another pod episode or an in-person episode. You know, we'll pull some more fun shit together.
All right, cool. Thank you so much for having me on. I needed this mentally. I like your vibe. And there's not a lot of people who get it, you know?
Hell yeah, man. Absolutely. Well, I appreciate you so much. And I appreciate every single person that popped in tonight. Sorry I didn't hit the wave button like I usually do, but sometimes multitasking is a little tricky. And I have a beer up here on top of my laptop, and I was damn well afraid I was going to knock it all over my gear. So I survived and did not do it. But
Nice. Thanks
to everybody for tuning in. And obviously, when this thing goes up, IG Live, which will be a little bit later tonight, please hit us up if you got questions for Jeremy on her training, on her racing, on her Fahrenheit, on her iron stuff, on just any other challenges, any tips for first timers in Indy. Somebody just popped in with. I don't think you've run it before, right, Jeremy?
I have. This will be my third time running Indianapolis.
Okay.
I mean, there's not many tips I can add because it's not a very difficult race in terms of the terrain. The hotels are like, I mean, you're right outside the start line when you get there. The flights are super cheap. I mean, it's a nice race, and I tend to like kind of like the tinier, dinkier races, but this has a little bit more of a crowd in there. The miles between like maybe 19 and 23 are kind of dark because there's no one there and you run through a very spooky part. But yeah, there's not really much about Indy that I can give to help anyone just because it's an easy race. I mean, it's one of those races where, you know, unless you get really sick like I did last year, you know, you're going to have a good time.
There you go. Well, listen, if anybody had other questions, please, you know, after this post, jump into the comments, man, drop a comment. And, you know, obviously, Jeremy, you'll see the feed too. So she can join in or I can join in if anything's directed towards me. And again, we appreciate you. And Jeremy, wishing you big time luck. Have a great race, man. Let it rip.
Thank you.
Enjoy yourself, man. Just, you know, channel that energy, man. You know what to do out there. You got this, man.
Yep.
All right.
Thanks.
And we'll see you soon. And best of luck out there. Okay.
Thanks. Take care. Bye.
So much fun having Jeremy back on. Just love her energy, love her attitude, and she's just going to get it done, man. Obstacles, they'll be removed. Learning about her Fahrenheit, I'm sure it probably put her mind at ease from the struggles she was facing over the summer. Anyone can struggle training in the Florida heat. Who's working a lot of hours as she was, but you know, when workouts aren't there and things aren't clicking, it's very hard to stay positive and stay focused. So proud of her for staying in the grind, staying in the fight, as we say. And I think big things are going to come from her. She isn't done looking for a big race out of her at CIM, and I hope she absolutely crushes it out there. So keep following her page for inspo. Super fun follow. Love how she puts a lot of focus on her strength training and shares that with other runners. I love to see runners who are doing some unique things to help them perform at their best. And Jeremy's certainly a great example of that. Also, just want to say a quick thanks to so many runners I met throughout this year of doing all six Abbott majors who came up to me at shakeouts or even on the course and tapped me on the back and said that they're a huge fan of the show and they're getting so much out of listening to the Run Chat stories that we're sharing. So thank you so much. It means a lot. It's not always easy to find the time to get these guests to come on and share their stories and do the work behind the scenes to get these episodes out and lug my gear around. But it keeps me going to hear those kind of messages. So thank you from the bottom of my heart. I wish all of you well in your training and your racing. I hope y'all hit your goals and, you know, and are enjoying your journey. And for everybody out there that has an extra minute that could hop on and do a quick review on Apple Podcasts, it definitely helps us grow the brand and helps me get more great guests to come on and share their inspiring stories. So keep lacing them up, my friends. Keep getting out the door and always remember to stay in the fight. Peace out, my friends.